here on the show. We're about to send Corby down to the field where practice is going on with a wireless microphone. He's going traipsing in the wild because this is where we're at our best.
Check one, two. Check one, two. Check one, two. You got me?
Very noisy. Very noisy.
Is it? We're having some technical problems.
All right, better now.
Okay.
You were late coming back from the break, so you better get on with this thing. You better go down there and find girls immediately.
Well, we'll see if there are girls down here. Let's be patient.
Bottom.
Mike. This is all about patience.
Bottom.
Bottom.
I think Tom Landry is walking in front of me.
No.
If he is, we've got the biggest story we will ever have.
Do we? Okay. I'm down on the field. I can confirm, Mike. Football is going on right now. They have moved fields. They have moved down to the southern field to accommodate the fans on that side, it seems, today, which is a good thing. Now, you tell me...
A lot of air horns blowing.
You tell me when things start to sound sketchy, if in fact they do.
All right, you're fine so far.
All right, here's a woman.
All right, you can find
Madam
members of the...
sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
You can find members of the Leering Press and talk to some of our colleagues, too, if you like.
What's your choice? Your choice, your call. Who
either
would you
one,
rather talk to?
Either one. Girls, mostly.
Okay. Let's talk to these ladies. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Oh, gosh. I'm working. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What are you working?
This camp.
Are you? What do you do?
I run most of it. I can't say all of it.
You run this camp?
Yes, yes.
You work for the Cowboys?
Yes, so I actually have to go do something right now, unfortunately. So I might have to revert this interview to someone else.
Well, it's okay.
Thank you.
It's great meeting you.
Yes,
I'm sure our paths will cross again.
How
and we will meet and connect. Well, that was short and sweet. You know that girl? Do you work for the Cowboys, too?
I know what happens during these interviews.
Oh.
What do you
mean
you know what happens during... Now, madam, can I call you madam first off?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Come on now. You work for the Cowboys?
Yes.
You do. Are you aware of the ticket?
Yes.
What happens during these interviews?
Sometimes.
What happens during these interviews? I want a description so I can go tell some people what not to do.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, come on. Don't plead the fifth.
Oh, God.
Come on. Have a little fun.
Tell us.
Tell us.
What would you like to know?
Okay. Do you approve of the interview style that we do?
I played the fifth.
Okay, I am
ready
to throw
you
onto that field. I'm going to put a uniform on you and say, tackle this girl right now. What do you do for the Cowboys?
I work in marketing.
It's generic.
Very.
How long you been with them?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, you enjoy it?
I do.
Yeah, are you from the Dallas area?
I am not.
Oh, so you got hired from outside.
I did.
What from? What part? What from what part?
From the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, they plucked you off another organization.
Something like that.
Did she ever get hit on by Andrew McCutcheon?
That was going to be my question too, Mike. Did you ever get hit on by Andrew McCutcheon?
No.
Never?
No.
How about Lawrence McCutcheon?
I don't know who that is.
We'd have a story if Lawrence McCutcheon was hitting on you. So who do you favor working for now? I mean better, like between the Cowboys and the Pirates.
The team I work for, the Cowboys.
Okay. They pay better?
I plead the fifth.
I don't like your fifth pleading. I don't like it at all. But you are aware of the ticket. Do you know, can you name a couple of people that are on the ticket? But you're just aware of it.
Yeah.
How are you aware? Did they tell you about it or something? Did your company right now tell you about us? To warn you from us? About us?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Experienced you interviewing other friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
Like you ever interviewed her before?
We haven't interviewed you, though. I would remember you.
You haven't. You're correct.
What friends?
What friends are we talking about here?
I played the fifth.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Just walk away from her.
I played the fifth. I played the fifth.
What's she look like?
I'm being told.
Is she short with a black dress?
I'm being told to walk away. It's okay, sir. It's okay. Good luck.
I know. I'm boring. That was
unpleasant. Yes, extremely.
I know. Golly.
It's not going to get you any dates, madam.
I played the fifth.
Okay, there's a girl that just has a name tag that says Amy Goodson. I'm going to walk up to her and say, hang on.
Act like you know her. Act like you went to high school with her.
Okay, she's on the phone. Son of a biscuit.
She's on the phone.
She She is on the phone. Okay, there's someone famous that just walked in here that everybody is like a...
Dale's famous. He's on his way down
not
to the field.
Dale. Your newfound love affair with Dale. Now, somebody just... There's some guy that's talking to Rich Dalrymple and Larry Lacewell right now that they... He walked up and they just started hugging him. And I don't know who it is, though.
Maybe a country singer. Or he may be the fourth member of Los Lonely Boys.
Yeah, I don't think so. The guy seems to be about 65 years old. So I don't think Los Lonely Boys employs someone of that age. There's Gil Brandt.
Yes. Don't talk to him.
Why not? Don't?
If you want to.
No, I really don't. I don't. All right.
I love the great Gil Brandt, though.
The great Gil Brandt.
Yes, the late, the great Gil Brandt.
Brandon.
All right, let's talk to you. How's it going, madam?
Good.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, what you doing out here?
Watching Cowboy Camp.
Okay, that's cool. How'd you get these passes to be on the inside?
My friend Pat over there, she's like an aunt to me. She got us.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 21.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Doing good. You drinking a lot?
Oh,
no.
You drink at all?
Once in a while, but...
A little bit? Little medical, little weed?
No.
No?
Medical weed.
No? Never?
Nope.
I mean, it's basically legal here.
I know, but nah. I don't like that.
Yeah, you've done it, though, haven't you? Kind of freaks you out, makes you sleepy.
Never done it.
Never done it? Would you be willing to? I have some in my pocket right now.
Nope.
If you smoke right now, I'll get you on this field and you can hang out with Tony Romo.
No.
You would not smoke weed to meet Tony Romo. No. What about to sleep with him?
No.
I have wizard powers. I can make that happen, too. You got a boyfriend here?
Nope.
Does she know the touch of a man?
Oh, my God.
Mike, no. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
The
little
touch
buddy.
Of a man.
Buddy? No boyfriend, though. You ever heard of Steve Busby?
No. Who's he?
What's the matter with that question?
I'm gonna put the headset on you, and I'm going to play you a couple of drops from Steve Busby. He's do you know who the Texas Rangers are?
Yeah.
The baseball team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want your...
Where's she from?
I want your initial impressions. We're going to play you... Mino, you have the drops lined up?
Yeah, I got
up.
A few.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put this on. This is a Texas Ranger announcer, okay?
Oh.
There.
Penis!
Hang on. Put him on.
He just can't wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Penis!
What did he say?
Play it again.
Penis!
Do you know what he said?
Nope.
You don't know what that word is?
No.
Penis!
Oh, now I do. I'm not going to say it.
What is it?
Not going to say it.
He's actually saying peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, what'd you think he was saying?
Something.
Penis?
Yep.
Just a tip.
Okay. What is that?
Play it again.
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Man, hoes got fisted.
What about that? Play it again, Mino.
Man, hoes got fisted.
Again, this is a Ranger announcer.
Uh-huh.
So what did he say?
I don't know. What did he say?
One more time.
Man, hoes got fisted.
What do you think he said?
Something.
What?
Look,
what do you think he
we're
said?
We're playing it
Tell
on
us.
The radio, therefore
Tell
you
us.
Can say it.
I don't know.
One last
Man
time.
Hoes got fisted.
Something got sisted. I don't know.
Eating that number two all up.
What's he saying there? One more time.
Eating that number two all up.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, yeah, that's good. You're close.
Whoa.
Close. The other one, eating that number two hole up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounded great, right?
Yeah.
Eating that number two hole up.
And the other one is Dem Hoes Got Fisted.
Wait, who's this guy again?
That's what we want to know, too. He's the Texas Rangers broadcaster.
Oh, wow.
Pretty hardcore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate your honesty in this experiment we've
Where's
had.
Where's she from?
Where are you from?
I'm from Oxnard. Here.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Hispanic origin?
Yeah, Mexican.
Yeah.
I am one of you.
You're one of me. Yay.
What?
Did he say he's one of me?
Yes.
Oh, yay. Cool.
Yeah, right on. Have you ever heard of Mexican Dracula?
Nope.
What about Lagrimita e Costel?
Have you heard of Lagrimita e Costel?
Nope.
Would you like to know what Mexican Dracula sounds like?
Sure.
Ha! Hee! Ho! Ha!
Oh my gosh.
Do you now fear Mexican Dracula?
No, but okay.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and give it back to Blaine.
Wow.
That's the best.
What a Venus.
What a fun game to play tomorrow.
That's right. What is Buzz saying?
What is Buzz saying? What did she say? Eating that poop up?
Yes, yes, oh, wow. Yes. Don't say it. Don't make it worse. God.
I didn't
say it. That's the most abrasive thing that's ever been said.
I had to dump it.
What?
I'm sorry. I know.
Good. You did the right thing, safe. David.
Dude, it's totally safe. You can't eat.
No, it's not. You did the right thing.
It was fine.
That's scatological. You did the right thing, David.
All right, my
God. Funny, though.
All right. There you go. There's some fun with girls.
All right. Community quick hits are coming up next.
You're not going to believe what happened in the community.